Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, the Commish, and I am joined by Actively Lazy, aka Starscream. We can't call him Kamala because she has disappeared. When's the last time somebody saw Kamala Harris?
Bro, I told y'all what it was, man. You can't get the black lady from them sororities, man. Think she gonna work hard? No, I'm joking. Let me stop. That's what the Saltines want to hear. Look, I bet you we just got like 100 Saltines now. Like, what? They bashing black people? This is my kind of show.
Yeah, I know. They got too excited when we were bashing the gays. They got too excited. Now I'm putting quotations here, bashing the gays and the LBGT. They were getting air quotes, but they were getting too excited. You got to call them like you see them. But we see, y'all just got an interception. Stafford, MVP, baby. That's what I like.
It's a lose-lose for me, man. Because
that's a fumble, though, wasn't it? Let me see.
Yeah, if Odell and Stafford play well, then you'd be like, Winer fans ain't giving a post. Winer fans don't do a press.
That wasn't a great pass.
And then tomorrow morning, the first thing you're going to say is, I can't find the people supporting Odell Beckham. What I tell you?
Well, you know, I'm jumping the gun on this one, but they're trying to clap back so quick. Like, I'm not lying on it. We can start our first topic. Odell is finally
free. Go ahead.
I'm not lying about this man. I don't hate this man. I used to love him when he was on the Giants. I loved the athlete he was. And I watched him, and I wanted Baker to get the ball. And that first year they were together, I tried to blame Baker. But, that's just a pick. Dang. He bounced off his – I don't know. That was weird. I tried to, but then I saw how hard it actually – if you watch a whole game of Odell and Baker, you will get very frustrated, and you will see that the times Odell is open, Baker doesn't see him, and the times Baker sees him, Odell's not open, which is some of the chemistry thing. But is he doing the best he can do as a teammate? Is he worthy of all this attention he's garnering? Can he be an elite player anymore? Because if he's not, what are we even talking about? Why are we discussing him?
Because, I don't want to go Dave Chappelle. You know why we're discussing him. Because Odell has quite the personality. So people are, he's a headline grabber for sure. Yeah. I will say that they are both to blame to some extent, but I have an issue with the fact that one, when do we blame a receiver for poor quarterback play? It's rare. I don't think I've ever. I don't think in the last
week it's two.
But in the last, let's think
who's
about
blaming him for Baker's poor play.
People are saying like they literally believe that the Browns like Baker Mayfield is better when Odell's not on the field.
But he is, because we broke down the stats and every stat points
to that. I don't understand. Like, but how is that possible? There's just one player, all of a sudden he's different. He don't even talk to the man. He's out here trying to get Brady's autograph and shit. He don't pay attention to Baker Mayfield. I highly doubt they even like talk after.
Because A, you got a guy that's gonna actually run the actual routes that are called. B, you got a guy that's not gonna pressure the quarterback or the team into getting touches. You saw that McVay.
He's a wide receiver one. All them prima donna motherfuckers are like that, bro.
But he's not. That's the point. Terrell Owens, for everything that Terrell Owens was, he stayed elite almost that whole time.
And I understand.
So you can't still talk shit if you don't have the game to demand that kind of attention. But is he better than Robert Woods?
Wide receiver ones are like sprinting.
But he's not a wide receiver.
No matter what happens, they always think they're the best. Like, that's literally how it always is.
Well, you explain how you're hurting the team. You just explained it. He thinks he's a receiver one in his mind. He's demanding stuff. Did you see that McVay said we told him there was no promise that we were going to give him the ball? Why would you have to discuss that with a receiver?
I'm pretty sure Bruce had that discussion with AB when he came to the team too.
I don't think he talked to him. I think Tom.
That damn discussion for sure, because it just didn't go public. Because he was definitely a me, and he was elite, so he has that right. But I just feel like we're forgetting the type of personalities that come with this position. Like, What did we expect from somebody that's an elite receiver at some point? They all have, look at how Sammy Watkins acts. And he was never an elite receiver. He's
as and people gassed him up, and I was right about him too. That yes. He was washed, or he never was good, really.
He was never good.
But yeah. Like I don't understand.
But look at Julio. Julio came into Tennessee talking some rah-rah-rah shit.
So how is this not a team killer if you got a guy being a diva and he and his attitude that he brings to the team is not overshadowed by his play? Well, that shows you right there.
You can't kill a team if the quarterback and leadership is stout, no matter how you act. But
they went to the playoffs without him. But what I'm saying with Odell,
they look great one game. They looked
last year. They looked the whole season basically without Odell. They looked good.
And you know what the deciding factor in the Browns is Chubb. It's not Odell.
Well, it's the running game. But
yeah, the running game.
Is Odell better than Cooper Kupp?
Hell no. Who is said Odell that?
Better than Robert Woods?
Right now, yeah, because Woods came running.
No, and I'm sorry. Why are we having all these discussions about Odell Beckham when he ain't it? He just didn't run a damn route. First deep throw, he wouldn't even run it.
If everything was the same, he would definitely be the third option, which is fine in that offense. But I mean, we're discussing this because y'all don't want to criticize Baker Mayfield. I don't know why.
I knock Baker all. I was going to say staff is struggling. But Baker is a separate, to me, there's two separate entities. There's the above average system quarterback that Baker is. And there's Odell, who it would be fine if he shut up and accepted his role. But he doesn't accept his role.
I don't think Baker is above average anymore. Above average quarterback can deliver when you need him every now and then. Baker doesn't do it at all.
Last year he was.
At all. Even in the Chargers game, when everybody was hyping him up, talking about his stats, they won and came back and did all the things that they did because Chubbs got loose. Because
I'm not a Baker supporter.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Average to above average right. Quarterback. Average, that's Baker. Average to above average. Last year he was above average.
Be honest.
And the system quarterback, that's what they are, though. They're based on the system. They're based on what's going around. He's a play-action quarterback that's highly dependent on the run game and the scheme to be successful. I wouldn't pay him $30 million. So they're two separate things. There's Baker being what he is, and there also is Odell Beckham now being a possession receiver that's no longer a game-breaker, that's worthy of the attention, that's worthy of calling plays to get him the ball. Because he's not someone that you need to get the ball in the hands of anymore because he's not explosive.
Whatever was on that boat, I don't want no parts of that. Ain't nobody been right since then, damn it. And I agree. Odell definitely hasn't shown in the last year and a half, or maybe 2 years if you want to go further back. But he hasn't shown in a while that he's the guy that you know everybody was hyping after the highlight catch against the Cowboys and things like that. He's not that player anymore. And I mean, I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where we just kind of have to give it time.
And maybe if he proves me wrong, I'll be first one to get
back. Yeah, no doubt. And it's gonna take at least three games to get acclimated.
Yeah, I mean, this game's not even fair to really judge him. I mean, I'm just tripping. Yeah. But I mean, I should see effort. I shouldn't see him.
Oh, for sure.
But the thing is, too, you go through the teams in the NFL. He's not starting, or he's not being, you know, if you go three wide receiver in Dallas, he's not better than their two receivers, possibly their three receivers. In the Rams, he wasn't better than their receivers. He's not better than Tampa Bay's receivers. I mean, we can go down the list. He could play for New England, would have been a really good fit. Who else is a contender?
New England would have been a good fit. He'd have been solid in Buffalo.
He'd been maybe a good number two. The Saints.
I think he could cut the third in Kansas City because they don't even know how to use
a third, Harvard. A third, but not the top two. You know, he could definitely be a third, but you know, but I don't know. So, but I'm saying he's just not. I don't know, but he's just not a difference maker. Now, if you want to go in and have,
I don't even think you can put him in the inside anymore because, like, if he's lacking explosive ability,
I'm thinking maybe in the short area quickest, maybe he could get off the line on people because he always had pretty good releases or whatever. But we'll see. I mean, I used to be a big Baker fan when he was gay. I mean, Odell was gay, but now he's been. You ever notice since he's been real straight and not real flamboyant that his game went down? Maybe that's what it is, man. Embrace yourself, a Baker. I mean, I keep calling it Baker. Embrace yourself, Odell.
He's on the team with the sassiest person in the NFL. So I'm sure him and Jalen Ramsey will eventually figure out a way to get his swag back. I just don't want no parts of the story behind that.
Me either. So you were happy. You said that when Tom Brady loses, we all win.
We do. It makes me so happy. It's the best week ever. But I will say I would rather Tom Brady lose on a week when Texas doesn't lose, because my happiness is always overshadowed by the fact that Texas is the ultimate one that I want the most. I love to see Texas lose. If I could just make a fat hit of Ben's sad face and put it on a wall, and every time Texas lose, just laugh at that shit, I will. I might actually do that. I might, if as the ultimate troll, you guys are hearing it here when You Got a Minute fam, if Florida State finishes with a better record than Texas, I will make a fat hit of that picture I took of sad Ben and partially sad Jeff and send it to him as a Christmas gift. I will do that. It'll make my day.
Poor Texas. Poor Texas.
Fuck no.
They deserve it. Man, now they're trying to blame it on Stafford. See, that's the thing too. This is why I don't like people. You can't always blame it on the quarterback. Like, if everywhere you go it's the quarterback's fault, my problem is the devotees to Odell. Like, you're not using logic to, like, the receiver did, maybe they don't understand football. The receiver did not run the route originally, lollygagged it. Then when the quarterback started scrambling and moving around in the pocket, he didn't come back and look for the ball.
So if we're going to have an argument between Stafford and Odell, you know I'm going to blame Odell. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not Corey. I ain't that loyal. Stafford won't have any problems with Wood. Should have kept Deshaun.
Of course not. But it's never going to be Odell's fault. It's always going to be somebody else's fault and not Odell's fault. So they're still on a thread. They don't understand how football works. You're supposed to be in certain spots. It's not like playing outside where you just look to see if a guy gets open. You're supposed to be in certain areas. But
you gotta work back to the ball. That's literally what we teach like 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. We're teaching the position. When the quarterback gets outside the tackles, if you are on the side that he's rolling to, you work back towards the ball. Like, especially if you're outside the numbers, like, that, there's no other way. I mean, it takes a small percentage of, like, the percentage of people who can complete a pass while you're running further down the field when they're rolling out is very slim. We can count them on 2 fingers right now. So I'm just saying, you're not going to find that anywhere. So the traditional teaching is that you work back to the ball and preferably make yourself available with the target going towards the sideline so it can't be picked. We don't see that often either. Sometimes these people at the highest level forget fundamentals, but there's no excuse for loafing. And the clip that you showed, I don't think it should be defended.
They're on there defending. Stafford threw it in double coverage. He threw it in double coverage because that motherfucker didn't keep running. Or he
didn't
come back.
Don't want to get hit.
Like, what the hell are we? Like, we don't understand football. I mean, clearly, I don't look like Beckham, but anyway. We had a fun day. The Jokic brothers versus.
No. We're not done with Brady, though, because why does your man keep losing to these sorry ass quarterbacks?
Is it Heineken?
Whatever his name is. This man's whole career is based on the legend of getting close and now beating Tom Brady. He's had 2 good games his entire career, and they've come against.
And I mean, his claim to fame that he's inspired by Tom. I'm inspired by Tom.
Inspired by Tom.
Yes, that's what's
Cam happening. Newton is coming to town. He gonna whip their ass. And
Tom I'm not
gonna,
there.
And I'm gonna start a Cam Newton's better than Tom Brady.
your proximity, and these idiots will believe it.
They will too.
Your proximity to Tom determines your greatness.
Oh,
he touched him. It's like, most of these guys aren't Christian folks or didn't get grow up in church. You touch the hem of Tom's jersey,
oh, you're made whole,
bro. Tom probably called a dude or something on the phone.
Can the Buccaneers defense all line up and touch the hem of his jersey? They are trash.
In the game, 18 play, 10 minute drive to let themselves lose that game. And honestly, I don't think if Tom had got that ball, I don't think he would have done anything. Tom, I'm not going to lie. He needs Brown and he needs Grump.
What? You didn't know that? He needs – No. Say it again. Who does he need first? Who is the first name? Okay.
I mean, all
No. He needs AB. He really needs AB.
He definitely needs AB, and he also needs Grump. But I think he probably needs AB more, like you were saying.
And it's fine at his age to need certain conditions, Matt, before you can win. I just want those conditions to get the credit that they deserve.
That's fine. I never said he was like the only thing. And then he coached those guys up and making them better, but just by
his All right.
But oh man. So we had the Serbian Wars.
It's not a Serbian war.
And was it Markeith or was it Maurice? Or which one was that?
I think that was Markeith.
But either way, the Morris twin took a dirty play, and our boy the Joker was not having it. And Shaq backed him up. He was like, look, people are gonna take cheap shots on you. Don't turn your back if you do a cheap shot on me, because you gotta know something's coming. So I'm on Joker's side, even though I don't mind the Morris twins, even though they think sometimes they're a little better than they are. But I don't know. I think it's good for the NBA. I think these little skirmishes, not too often, but I think these little skirmishes are good for the NBA. It's a little drama. Get yourself trending and go viral. And you know nothing's really gonna happen.
Even though Morris, let's be man. Look, I'm tired of people downplaying how crazy these Morris twins are, man. If his brother had been in the game, he would have been on the court. The Jokic brothers would have been on the court. People would have been upset. Like,
well, it's hard to downplay him. I'm a downplayer, but that man got pushed and he laid on the ground like he'd been shot, like a soccer player.
I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm just saying, like, people.
They are crazy, like, but I don't know.
Start acting like these dudes, they wouldn't really throw punches. Like, there's a handful of people in the NBA that would really throw punches.
I fight, but.
And there are two of them. And I mean, Joker clearly has shown on more than one occasion he's not afraid to get physical too. So I'm sure if you swing on Jokic, he's gonna swing right back, and y'all just gonna be scrapping. You can't treat
Serbians like, or really any of these dudes from the Russian bloc countries, man, like you treat the average white boy. You just can't. You can't do that because they're a different breed of people. You can't do that. They're not these Americanized white boys.
If I'm gonna hit you like he hit Joker, I'm not turning my back.
Yeah, either. I don't know. What were you
like,
doing?
That's dumb on his part. And I agree with Shaq. And I said that to some of my friends.
You could get away with stuff with Luka.
My man, you could hard foul and grab somebody. Yeah. I said, this man hard foul coming in with like his elbow body into Joker's ribs and then turned his back like shit was sweet. All right, I'm with Joker, yo. And this is a big dude too. Like, what are you
and
thinking?
And you throw your back like it was just going to be all right, or like you got away with it or whatever.
Yeah, so
I feel like something else must have happened to that game, because just the dude, I mean, usually the first time somebody does something kind of crazy, you don't necessarily do something. They've been building up to it, but I don't know.
I think the sequence before that, Markeith was mad because he got fouled, or somebody on their team got fouled kind of hard and nobody said anything. And I remember, I think Joker was the one who knocked the guy down or something like that, got the rebound. He passed it to somebody. They passed it back to Joker. And then Markeith, like, I think if you look at the replay, he's, like, looking at the ref, like, what the hell? Y'all not going to call nothing? And so he just went and hard fouled. But they got a reputation for doing shit like that. So, I mean, you hit the right one in this case. Like, you hit the right one. So it is what it is. I don't got no sympathy for them. I say let them fight if they really mad at each other like that. Let them fight. Both of them in the right. Markeith in the right for being frustrated, and Joker in the right for handling how he handled it.
And we got
to
do
some arguing with these dudes, bro.
You can take me to the carpet. The guy changed his name. I don't remember his name anymore. He literally has his name in Serbian now, if that is even a language. I apologize. I'm still a black guy. I don't know the official language of Serbia, but he has his name. He's a guy that's always been in the group. He only comments when it's something about somebody from Serbia whether it be Djokovic or what's his name? What's the tennis player's name?
Oh, Djokovic.
Yeah, Djokovic, and then
yeah.
Okay, and then
everything ends with the bitch.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's really good. It's confusing, and so he put up. I thought it was funny, and I thought you give the guy a pass for a little national pride. I gave him a little pass. He put up a picture of Muhammad Ali, that famous picture of him standing over Sonny Liston, and he put Joker's face on it. Joker's face on it. And even Tim Childers, who did the Green Bay jersey on Martin Luther King, he was like, this should be a fine, because he got punished for almost the same thing. And you took care of it. I figured somebody else would regulate these things, man. I ain't got to do everything.
Nah, you still soft on these saltines. It's fine. They're going to end up being the death of you, and I'm going to take over the group, and I'm going to kick all their ass out. Starting with the Serbians. Like, actually, he's the one guy I don't mind. I don't mind our European white people, man, because I feel like they got it hard, too, because they got to deal with the white Americans, and they just ugh. That's probably how they look at them sometimes, like, God damn it, these are our cousins, you sure? Damn. But anyway, in his case, it was fine until he put Joker's face on Ali. Don't touch Ali. If I got to make a list, and I might do
don't
that.
Don't touch our icons, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might have to do that for right before Black History Month to remind people, like, these are the people that are untouchable. Ali's definitely untouchable. Don't put no white face on him. Don't touch any Ali photo, man. Don't do it.
Ali, Malcolm X, who else?
That one dude tried to go for Kareem that time, and I like to kick him
really
out.
Really touch Kareem. I don't know how many people will stay out for Kareem, but now you can't come for Kareem, bro.
Yeah, leave him alone, bro. Leave him alone.
And I got Wilt, but that's just part of the group thing. But it's actually a sports thing. These are people iconic outside of even sports, you know? Yeah. Trying to think of another one. Samuel L. Jackson probably shouldn't be touched. Denzel, yeah. Those kind of people, yeah. Icons shouldn't be touched.
Yeah.
We probably allow Oprah to be touched because brother's a little jealous.
Oprah want that shit from white people, so it's all right. She can have it.
Yeah. This is true.
Yeah, it is.
All right, we got to our bumps. So I think it's funny.
I'll bring it up later. Go ahead.
You could have done it, but
it's gonna be a deflated game ball.
Okay. Our bumps, Tim Childers and the rest of the Atlanta Falcons butthurt crew about Dan Quinn. I bumped that post because he said Dallas is about to feel the Dan Quinn experience. When are we gonna feel it? Our defense makes pretty timely plays, and we just shut down your sorry ass team.
The Dan Quinn experience as a defensive coordinator is pretty damn good, actually.
I would take what Dan Quinn did for Atlanta over what we had with Jason Garrett.
Oh, for sure.
But they crying, sure. All upset, and woe is me. Man, this man gave you more success than anybody in the history of your team. And y'all just shit on this man constantly. You know, time runs out sometimes. But to shit on this man, now he did have a 43-42 record. He went to the playoffs. He went to the Super Bowl. There was a good run where y'all went to the playoffs like every year and got progressively closer and went to the Super Bowl and then blew it. But I don't know. I'm not as hard on coaches as some people are. As a Cowboy fan, he has 3 playoff wins. You know how many years it's taken the Cowboys to have 3 playoff wins? I think we have 3 playoff wins since 1995. So, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure it has been a long time since.
Yeah, I'm almost certain that that's how many playoff wins we have since 1995. So, you know, I don't understand the hate and the vitriol towards this man. But I am thankful that y'all let him go. I am thankful that he came to Dallas. I'm thankful that he had that time to sit and re-educate himself. I'm thankful for Dan Quinn right now. Who knows how long it lasts, but hey, I'm happy. And the great thing was they gave him a game ball. He got the game ball from the time. It was great.
That's so petty. I mean,
everybody was hyped.
Dan is a defensive coordinator. Sometimes these guys get in over their head and they're just lifetime coordinators and they're just better off. North Turner is like the poster child for that.
That was the heyday of the Seattle defense.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, he essentially I would give him some credit for making that cover three style system
popular, like this, in the league.
Yeah, it was a trendy movement. Everybody was looking for 6'1", 6'2" corners all of a sudden that could cover vertically. And the Wagner type linebacker. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, a lot of linebackers after Wagner definitely got more athletic and they built around them in the middle and used them in different places. And it just seemed like he kind of gave the NFL just a little bit of a jolt to be creative and still be aggressive.
And the lengthy physical corner, a la Richard Sherman. They set a template.
Guys that used to be pretty much not thought about are now in the league. Like, even over this last draft, there was at least four or five guys that were like 6'2", 6'3". They didn't run 4.4s or 4.3s, but they were useful and utilized in different defenses. I think the Browns picked up one of them. So, yeah, give them some credit, man. And why do we care about what the fuck Falcon fans think about, man?
And this is the gift, just because they after the Cowboys, but the gift that keeps on giving. I don't know if I'll let you tell the story. Paul GQ, which is the irony of that, Sockwell and the softball girl. Like, you were the one who was on top of this. You can lead in and give us a story on that if you want.
I still feel bad about it because, I mean, she seems like a nice girl. But yeah, my man.
They're all nice on Instagram.
Sockwell is the habitual offender of IBS 10s. He's probably the president and CEO of the fan club. But it started out with him disrespecting Taylor Rooks. He called her a 7 at best. I think he said, I think him and Hummus was talking about her feet, something stupid.
It was Hummus for people that don't know.
Yeah. he was Filipino, but I don't know if he was even real, honestly.
Yeah, let the curse go.
Yeah, hopefully I can talk trash and he'll come back to the group. He was a lot of fun. He's a wild dude. But he's a Filipino Ben Garcia is who he was without the Texas fandom. He's just crazy. But anyway, so Sockwell disrespects Taylor Rooks. And then there was this viral clip of this girl hitting home runs in like a softball practice. And in the clip, it was titled Wifey Material. And my man shared it. And I took a picture, like a screenshot of it. And was like, bro, this is what you hype up, but then you disrespect Taylor Rooks. And he went through her profile on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure he went back like 7 years and found a picture of her when she was like really slim. And it didn't look anything like the recent clip of her hitting home runs. And so I essentially got put into this situation where I was body shaming her just to show that Sockwell was basically catfishing himself. Like, I don't think we've ever experienced anything like that in the group before. This was before the term simp, but this had to be like the elite level of simping.
Yes, and for some reason I was actually searching to see if Lawrence Hurt had some old comments about Odell, how he didn't used to like him, and now he's all over Odell. Does anybody know why Lawrence Hurt is now all over Odell? Because LeBron did a tweet.
Yeah, but I think we had it wrong. I think Hurt's really a rich ball plant. anything affiliated with this man, LeBron, he'd be on it immediately.
Unbelievable. Like, I couldn't even connect. Like, I don't even think like that. It used to be how Chase was, if it was like, and other people like this too, but Chase was like, oh, this man went to Virginia Tech, or he played us this year, we don't like him. I'm like, man, we in the pros now, you shouldn't care what the guy does. You know, we passed that, but that's how he is. Any connection, any tentacle to LeBron and Lawrence Hurt is on it. He says he's anti-hate now. I can't wait till Kawhi or Durant do something he doesn't like, and we'll see how anti-hate he is. But we love you, Lawrence, but yeah, you're crazy as well. Who isn't, you know?
Man,
I don't understand why you had to be disrespectful to my age on my birthday.
And fuck your birthday, man. You disrespect me on my birthday. I don't care about that shit. Hey, look, I waited to the last minute to at least say happy birthday. I shouldn't have said shit. I should have waited to the next day.
Should have.
Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to do, bro? How I was raised, you disrespected me. I ain't gonna never forget that shit. See your birthday come around, I'm gonna say fuck it. I
sent many nice birthday messages.
I am ready and willing. I will be standing right there when your kids are ready to roll you out. I'm gonna push your ass. It's gonna be like that clip of a Stone Cold pushing out Vince. I'm just gonna roll your ass right on out.
And they like, just they just might do it. I put out as a joke that I was 35, and one of my old students said, she said, man. That's amazing that you're 35. That means you were 18 years old in senior high school when you taught me history in eighth grade. I was like, busted. But and of course, my family knew that I wasn't 35. Yeah. But I'm almost in my mid-40s now. Ugh, getting almost. There. But yeah, it was a happy birthday, but I was tired the next day.
My man, hold on. You had your birthday. You had your birthday, and you couldn't do the show. I've done the show through all kind of shit.
Well, you couldn't really do the show. That's part of it. You couldn't really do the show. Like, I didn't know how it was going to go when you were at work and I was tired, and we always have technical difficulties when it's three locations.
Sound like excuses. My man Corey was ready to go. Corey was ready to go. His wife was ready to go. She was like, hey, wait, Corey, you ain't got to do it. She yelling at him down the stairs. You ain't got to get online. You know, he had an excuse ready, so he
went. I know. I messed him up. You could tell. She, as soon as she saw that, she was like, oh, I got some time now.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't have.
You just set him up, man.
I forgot I had to post it on. She could see everything I post on Facebook.
You hate to see it.
You want to do your deflated game balls now?
Yeah, deflated game ball to Ashley Smith. Stay in your lane, brother. Don't tell us what we should be offended by. You don't know the difference between nigga and Negro. Then shut the hell up. Yeah, don't embarrass yourself. Don't do that. Even if you're if you're trying to be funny, don't do that. Second deflated game ball goes to Dalton Collins in Oklahoma. I hate to do it to you.
Run, but you can't hide.
I really was kind of laughing out loud at that Django clip. It just fit perfect. It just sucks that you guys got to be.
I like Baylor. I like their program. Yeah.
You just got to be associated with Texas failures, man. And then you both taking your shit to the SEC. I don't see how it's going to get any better. It'll probably get better for Oklahoma, but it ain't going to get no better.
The guy that's coming around the tree and he's doing like the Birdman hand rub.
Yeah.
He said Vanderbilt waiting on Texas to come to the SEC. Is Odell getting snaps now? Because I feel like he have been on the field since then.
Oh, man. Last I checked his stat line, he had two catches. But I haven't looked lately.
I see him on these last two drives. They cooking now.
But, oh, man, that's funny.
It's going to take time. So that's not fair. But for him not to hustle, just circling back to that. Yeah, Ashley had that little.
Let it go, bro. What'd you say? You got to let go and let God. That's what you told me.
What'd you say?
I said, you got to let go and let God. That's what you told me.
Ashley wanted so bad to catch Biden in a thing. And it's just, they get sad. The anti-Biden people, the pro-Trump say, oh, if Trump had said that, I could go down a list of things. Trump said, look at that over there, my African-American.
Yeah.
That's a lot more offensive than saying Negro in reference to a Negro
league,
who was called a Negro during his life and a Negro league player. Like, yeah. Come on, don't do that. Don't do that. Definitely, it's some Sam energy. It's a lot of Sam energy there.
I just got to say.
I've been talking to Ashley too much in the inbox. We've been getting too comfortable. You know how they get.
It sucks. It sucks when Republican people try to be sensitive like liberals. It just comes off awful. Like, just don't do it, man. It just, you don't have the timing for it. It's just not in your DNA. It's like me having manners and a filter. Like, why I try, it just comes off really awkward. When I try to not feel, like, when I try to use my filter, I stutter. I can't come up with, like, complete sentences. So I just say fucking and just let it go. And that's why you get me talking how I'm talking now. But you guys that are conservatives and you're trying to play victim and flip it on liberal people, it just looks really fucking bad. So just stop. Oh, and I'm going to tell you right now, bro, if I see fucking Lazarnik and Sam argue one more time, I'm just going to let you kick me out the group. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to mute the motherfuckers.
Also, it's not guaranteed that you can't be muted. And Sanders,
Friday night sissy fight.
Sam can unmute himself. Sam can't even unmute himself right now. But It's just so bad. I don't even want to speak on it. You can rain on it. I'm not gonna.
It's ridiculous, man. It's just a one up of who gonna get the last word. Like Sam, like didn't even mention him by name, and he commented, and then Sam commented, and then he commented, and then Sam commented, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it again. But I just like they really test my patience and
I don't read any of Sam's arguments.
Can't help but to fucking read it because it's running up the thread count. And I'm like, what is going on? And then, every time.
The entertainment group, sometimes it gets in there. I think he was fighting Dalton in there. But yeah, it gets trying. It gets really trying. I try to avoid it and ignore it for as long as I can. I ignore the whole fight he and Dalton had. And they were pretty bad. And they both were inboxing me. So I was like, oh, God. And then somebody else inboxed me. I'm just like, I'm out. I won't appreciate it today. Let the algorithm take it. Eventually, somebody can say something that gets a banned. That usually takes care of it. But yeah, I don't. And my boy Ryan is already on his burner account. Frankie Smokes.
Yeah, it's an obsession if you're on a burner account and arguing with the person that got you banned. I'm convinced that was probably the catfisher. I'm convinced. It's got to be. It has to be. their relationship is too personal.
They'd already started fighting. So maybe that would be hilarious. But I want to do something different here. I am going to be the media, and you are going to be the representation or the representative of Florida fans and Texas fans. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right, Florida fan. Your coach, Dan Mullins, said that he had no problem with you guys celebrating in the locker room. A win is a win after your thrilling victory over Samford.
You sure it wasn't Stanford? I feel like it would be better if it was Stanford. Samford.
Yes, it is always awkward to say because I want to say
Stanford. Can you spell that for me? Samford.
Samford.
You know, when I think of Sam, a name so simple, Sam, it makes me think of Tim, as in Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer, and those great years that we had with those championships. Why do we have to talk about like now? Why do we have to talk about anything that happened after Chris Leak and Tim Tebow? Why?
Well, you have members in the group.
What's really crazy is we have a really good basketball program. We have a really good baseball program.
You beat Florida State. Like, maybe y'all should hang a banner. Will you hang a banner?
Look at Florida State and Miami and UCF and all these other teams. I mean, they didn't get within 10 of Bama.
How's your tennis team?
Pretty damn good, actually.
Yeah. Think about swimming.
Yeah, we're getting everything.
Texas fans. What year will you be back, sir? What year will Texas be back?
Next year, obviously. Going to the SEC just makes us better. It just means more. Look, this was a throwaway year. This was a plan all along. We bring Sarkisian in. We put the SEC to sleep thinking that we're going to not be good. We give Bijan a showcase so he can hit the portal, and then we're going to come in fresh with 5 stars, a whole new defensive coordinator, whole new system, whole new offensive line, and be SEC ready. And hopefully they put us in the pod with Oklahoma, Arkansas, and it's just going to be a revenge tour next year.
Sir,
I've clearly got more practice with listening to Texas bullshit. I don't listen to Gator fans because I feel like they don't understand how football works, like college football. They can't. Their coach doesn't
Texas
get
fans
it.
Aren't
the
dumb. Fans aren't dumb. They're just optimistic.
At least Florida Texas fans get it.
Right.
Yeah. Gator fans don't understand any of this shit.
Sir, given how the team has performed, is Sarkisian the right hire? And has he started drinking yet? What are you seeing on the message board, sir?
I'm not seeing anything on the message boards about Sarkisian and drinking. I blame the offensive coordinator, the offensive line, the athletic director, the ghost of Tom Herman, the ghost of Mac fucking Brown that we can't get rid of. I don't know how he's still alive. I blame Charlie. Charlie slept with somebody's wife or something like that. I blame him. I blame the people who do the lawn care. I blame the architect who put the fucking vagina in the back of the end zone. It's supposed to be a Longhorn. I blame him.
Who?
Bevo? Yeah. Hell yeah. I blame Bevo went vegan.
They just do a fake kick.
Bevo went vegan and that.
The Rams just do a fake kick. What the hell?
And I honestly ultimately blame Georgia because ever since Bevo charged at the ball,
it ain't been the same.
We haven't been back since. I think they put a curse on us.
Our last award I think we're gonna give out today is the PAB of the week. At first, I was like, it's hard to find a PAB of the week. No, it's not. Scottie Pippen, bitter,
hell yeah,
broken, just shitting on Michael Jordan, shitting on the flu game / hangover game, saying he didn't have a bad back game. Like, dude, you played like you had a bad back. The point of the injury is to come overcome. You look like you had a bad back and you were a liability out there. Also, he said they were the same level of player and he wanted to be known as the greatest of all time. I don't know who he's been talking to or who he hasn't been talking to and who the people are. He's not famous enough to only have yes. He's not famous, rich enough, or powerful enough to only have yes men around him, not to tell him. You cannot like Michael Jordan, but don't go out like this, making yourself look stupid and petty and damaging your legacy that is already greater than his legacy is much greater than what he was as a player. And the damn documentary hyped him up and kind of only skirted over his weaknesses.
The audacity of this ugly ass dude talking all this shit about Michael Jordan, who literally carried this man. We saw Scottie Pippen without Michael Jordan in his prime, and we saw Scottie Pippen without Michael Jordan towards the tail end of his career. It wasn't that great. It was good in spots, but it wasn't that great. With Michael Jordan, this man is considered one of the greatest players at his position ever by people who just watched that documentary. That's how well the documentary portrayed him. That we had people out here really saying, damn, man, Scottie Pippen was one of the best players in the league, man. You know, y'all talk about what LeBron had. Look at what Jordan had.
Yeah, no, it was crazy to hear that, man. It's not even close.
They had people thinking Dennis Rodman is a big three. A big three. You can't
score. That's a scary thing.
More than 10
points. A rebounder. Only rebounder.
A rebounder and a defender. Yes, that matters. But we call those role players.
That ain't a big three, bro.
We call those role players today. They are not. That's not a big three. Scottie Pippen, like you said, could have been Robin, but he's going down as Aquaman because he won't shut the fuck up, bro. Like, I respect Michael Jordan so much for not saying that shit. Look, if you and I are in this position and I turned on you like that, I would hope you would flame the fuck out of me. Like, bro, I remember when you was just a troll. You was a nobody. They called you the Charles Barkley of Facebook. You came into my group. I helped give you a platform, and this is how you going to treat me?
Man. Maybe it would hurt me. Maybe it's hurting Michael. Maybe it's just hurting his heart.
Man. I'm going to cuss you out, bro. I'm telling you that right now.
Why it would take 25 years for him to come out and say this stuff. Jordan even introduced him to the Hall of Fame.
It sounds like some shit where homeboy is jealous because this girl hyping up Jordan. And then she looked at him one day when they was drunk and was like, you ain't shit. I'd rather go fuck Michael. And ever since then, he'd have had a vendetta. Because obviously,
it's
Jordan
a ain't rare said air, man. This is Michael Jordan that you were the second to.
He's untouchable. Untouchable.
Consider the GOAT of all sports. A lot of people consider this man the greatest athlete ever.
He's a god. Like Tom Brady. They're gods in their sports, respectively. You can't say shit about them. You can't.
I wasn't even a Jordan fan. But I'm like, damn! Like, what are you gonna say about Michael Jordan?
Like, Pippen is literally courtside and on the floor with the greatness that is Michael Jordan. His whole career,
and this is how he's. And the funniest thing is that
they kicked Horace Grant off the team, and he didn't even have nothing negative to say.
The funniest thing is that it wasn't Jordan. Jordan was kind of easy on. He was just like, oh man, you can't do that, Scottie. His teammates on The Last Dance called Scottie's behaviors out about doing the surgery late, about sitting out of the game. They told the truth about the man.
That shit crazy, bro.
What are you mad about?
It's crazy. Like, you literally mad about nothing, man. Like, let's just call it what it is.
You got six rings. What are you mad about?
He a whole ho. He a whole ho, man. Like I said, I respect Jordan, bro. I'm telling you, man, I would have all kind of things to say, man, if it was me. Like, you're not going to drag. I don't care how much money I make, you're not going to disrespect me, ever. Like, it will be addressed. In person or in private, it will be addressed.
God don't come down and talk to these commoners.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a demigod, so I'm going to come down there and put my foot up your ass. That's crazy, bro. All
right, what you got to plug? Let's wrap up. What you got to plug?
Plug my son, man, Tristan Hot Boy. He a hot boy with an island boy. My man Tristan is on fire. If you're not following me on Facebook, you need to follow me on Facebook. Tristan is like fucking 8-3 in the last 11 picks. He got the 49ers going tonight at +3.5.
They win it too, bro.
And they're outright winning. And you know, people laughed and was making jokes, and Grim put a dollar on it, but my man has been on fire. Picked the Patriots too on Sunday, and his daddy picked the Browns. So follow Tristan's picks.
He's learning something for you from through osmosis or something.
I hope so.
As always, we're having a pretty good month on the page, on the IB Network Facebook page and the podcast, doing really good numbers. I think the last You Got a Minute Fam was one of our biggest podcasts ever, including the Malcolm and Martin podcast. So just rate, subscribe, share. Keep spreading the word. We're pushing through football season. And for Starscream, this is the commish asking you if you got a minute, fam.